This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and, of course, the great outdoors. During our second hour, we'll have Keith Lockwood here with us from Maryland's Department of Natural Resources Fisheries Service. We're going to talk about some winter fishing opportunities on Chesapeake Bay and offshore and also in freshwater. We're also taking your entry for the December muzzleloader contest, which will be our last one of the year. Simply call in, leave your name and number, go on the air, say hi, thanks for putting me in the contest, or I want to be in the contest, or you better put me in the contest, or something, you know, or any topic of discussion you like. This is the last day of the two-week deer firearm season. There is an extended season coming up next month. And that is January. Let me tell you what it is here right now. January 10th and 11th. That is a Friday and Saturday. You'll have one more opportunity to take a deer with firearm. This week for me was interesting. Very interesting. Very interesting. I went to Carroll County on Monday or Tuesday. I don't remember. And had another frustrating hunt in suburbia, disturbed by other people's actions who, you know, you put up with it. No biggie. Went to Cecil County on Wednesday morning with the classic pre-62 3030 Model 94 Winchester that I purchased at an auction, made the same year I was born in 1954 by Winchester. Yeah, I wanted to see if we both could work as old as we both were. I had an opportunity to take a doe at, I don't know, 70 yards. I declined. I passed. I was looking for something a little closer, a little better angle, and maybe a little bigger. But that was okay. And then Wednesday afternoon, I hunted with Ken Kirchner of Hammer Hollow Outfitters. We were on the edge of a nice patch of woods near a pond on a wheat field. Lots of geese. One of their goose farms. They have several pits on that farm and tons of geese. If you want to book a goose trip with them, they've got the birds, I can tell you that. Hammer Hollow Outfitters. I heard some action, some antler clanking near the pond in the thick stuff. I saw a doe. She walked into the thick stuff, and that was right at the end of the day. So I didn't have the opportunity to take the big buck that's on the property. But you know, we'll keep trying. We'll keep trying. No question about it. Now, also want to bring to mind that next week is any firearms or muzzleloader season in Maryland is closed, but it is a continuation of the Maryland archery season and The Canada goose season reopens on Monday, so for two birds on the AP part of that season. The AP stands for Atlantic Flyway, Atlantic Population Migratory Birds, and there are lots of geese out there, lots of geese. Then the muzzleloader season reopens on the 21st, which is next Saturday. The second portion of Maryland's muzzleloader season begins on Saturday, December 21st, and runs through January 4th. Hunters who possess a valid license and a muzzleloader stamp or are exempt from the Maryland hunting license requirements may use muzzleloading firearms to hunt whitetail and sick deer during this season. Bag limits for the entire muzzleloading season are one antlered whitetail deer statewide, In Region A, one antlerless deer between January 2nd and 4th on private land, or one antlerless deer of January 4th, 2014 on public land. In Region B, you are allowed 10 antlerless deer. One bonus antlered white-tailed deer may be taken per year in Region B during the weapon season of the hunter's choice. Archery, muzzleloader, firearm. A hunter must first take two antlerless white-tailed deer during any season in Region B and purchase a bonus antlered deer stamp before taking a second antlered deer. So there's my dilemma. I have to take two does before I can take another buck in the late muzzleloader season because I took a buck in the early muzzleloader season on the first day. So if you're in that situation where you took a buck on the first day and you haven't taken any does or any other deer, if you've taken a buck on the firearm season, but if you've taken your two does, you can then apply for a second bonus deer tag to take in the muzzleloader season. The requirement is, of course, that you must take those two does or have taken them. You could have taken them with, you know, archery, muzzleloader, firearms, whatever that might be. I just haven't. And that's bad on me. They're antlerless deer, excuse me. So there you go. And you can take two sick of deer, no more than one antlered sick of deer during the late muzzleloader season. The deer muzzleloader season is open on Sunday, December 22nd and Sunday, December 29th in Carroll County on private lands only. So refer to the Maryland Guide to Hunting and Trapping for more clarification. And a reminder, hunters should inspect all tree stands and always wear a full-body safety harness while climbing in and out while in the stand. DNR strongly recommends using a sliding knot, commonly known as a prussic knot, attached to a line that is secured above the stand. It allows the hunter to be safely tethered to the tree as soon as they leave the ground. Hunters are urged to take the tree stand safety test and view the tree stand tips and safety video. Deer hunters are encouraged to donate any extra deer they may harvest to the Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry program. Deer process at participating butchers free of charge, and the venison is then given to local food banks. So we also support that. Now, the culmination of the week was Thursday evening. I was in Montgomery County in a familiar ladder stand with our social media coordinator, Laura Rigsby, who is a very enthusiastic a student of hunting. We started hunting last year, and Laura is the daughter of our creative director for Maryland Hunting Quarterly, Maryland Loves Crabs. And Laura managed to take a nice antlerless deer with a shotgun, her first one with a shotgun, out of the tree stand, and made a terrific shot on the critter, and we got that out. It's at the butcher shop now, being processed into tasty and delicious venison. Yes, indeed. We've got some bologna and some backstraps and some steaks coming off of that deer. So good for Laura. Congratulations to her on her first deer with a shotgun. So that's my week. I don't believe I'm hunting today. Brian, will you want to run outside and see if we've got a major winter storm coming right now? See if there's any accumulation at all. Brian's checking for us. He's running out to the front door. He's taking a look, waiting to see if the major winter storm, which we are being warned about, has started. And here's an update, breaking news on the winter storm. Breaking news on the winter storm for today. We have no accumulation at the moment, nor are there any signs of any accumulation at the moment. But we'll try to. There is no precipitating going on out there. No precipitating going on out there, huh? Okay. Well, just be careful if you're headed out to the woods today. Make sure that you're going to be aware that the roads may be slick here. In a couple of hours. If you're on your way, we'd love to hear from you. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680, 1-800-922-6680. Lines are open for you to enter the muzzleloader season. Call on any subject you'd like to call about. And by the way, December 17th, 1988, 25 years ago, that'll be this coming, 14, 15, 16, Tuesday, will be the debut of the old Maryland Sportsman Show 25 years ago. 25 years ago this coming week. I don't know, is today the 25th anniversary show or is next week the 25th anniversary show? December 17th. I guess today would be. All right, let's talk to Dale in Easton. Good morning, Dale. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Fallon. How are you doing?
Good. You're up early?
Yeah, I'm headed over to the other house.
Okay.
See what I can do, so I thought I'd give you a shout before I walked out the door.
Gotcha.
Alan, has there been any reports of accidents this year? I was just curious.
Yes, we have had, I believe, one fatal accident in central Maryland somewhere, Montgomery or Prince George's County, if I remember correctly. A man did fall from a tree stand. Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Okay, but nothing, no accidental shooting or anything?
No, not that I know of that there were any accidental shootings. I'm sure that would have been all over the news if we'd have heard that. But, no, we've got some tremendous deer that we're heard of. We're hearing rumors of a new state record typical whitetail, but we're not sure. And, it's being kept under wraps until the all the fur is done flying,
right?
You know, and we'll see how that works, and then, you know, we're.
I talked to one of the processors over here, and he's been quite busy.
Good, glad to hear that.
Quite busy, so
yeah.
I've not heard as much shooting as I have in the past, but.
I've talked to a number of hunters, and they basically said after the first day they don't know where the deer got to. Yeah, one guy said pretty. I mean, he pretty much laid it out there. He said. Rut's over. I'm like, yeah, okay, we'll go with that. So,
yeah. You know. Well, they find their rocks. They know where their hidey holes.
Oh, absolutely. You get so many people, so many bodies, so much scent, so much shooting, so much sound, noise, disturbance in the woods. Those deer are going to take cover, and they're going to, they know. So, nothing new.
Yeah, just give you a heads up. Possible rabbit hunt next week. So,
let me know.
I'll be in touch later on today.
All right, that sounds good.
All right, thanks.
All right, buddy, thanks. Right, bye-bye. There he goes. Tommy in Camden, Delaware. Good morning, Tommy. How you doing in Camden, Delaware today?
Cold. I'm delivering papers. I listen to you every Saturday.
I appreciate that, brother. I really do. Thank you.
It's no snow yet here.
No? More breaking news from Camden, Delaware. No snow. Very good, Tommy. I appreciate you being our reporter out there.
I'd like to be on your rifle contest.
You're in the contest.
Have a good day.
You too, buddy. Thanks for listening. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. There he goes. All right, let's take a little break. Tell you about this. Hey, we got a new sponsor. Yeah. For a little while, anyway. The Great American Outdoor Show that has replaced the Eastern Sports and Outdoor Show in Harrisburg. Hey, the wild is calling. The Great American Outdoor Show, February 1st through the 9th. At the Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, presented by the Outdoor Channel. 650,000 square feet of shooting manufacturers, outfitters, boats, RVs, hunting and fishing retailers, and much, much more, celebrating the outdoor traditions treasured by millions of Americans, featuring the NRA country concerts, including the just-announced Trace Adkins Country Jam, the NRA Banquet and Auction, the Wall of Guns Raffle. That's the Wall of Guns Raffle. Archery competition, and tons of speaking events and interactive displays. The Wild is calling. Tickets are on sale now. Start your adventure at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. That's greatamericanoutdoorshow.org, February 1st through the 9th in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Hey, when you go hunting or fishing in the Eastern Shore, be sure to stop by Chesapeake Outdoors on Kent Island for the largest selection of hunting gear, apparel, and fishing tackle. Chesapeake Outdoors has firearms and ammunition for deer and waterfowl, compound and crossbows by Matthews and Excalibur, outdoor clothing and camo by Under Armour and Drake Waterfowl, hunting boots, hip boots, waders, goose and duck calls for every accessory you need for your hunt. The friendly and knowledgeable staff can help you find what you need. Services at Chesapeake Outdoors include goose and duck picking, bow tuning and repair, custom arrows, scope mounting, and much more. They even have the Bubba Blade knives for your Christmas present for your outdoorsman. They have ice for your cooler. For fishermen, you need it, they got it. From panfish to rockfish, you're covered at Chesapeake Outdoors, just off Route 50 East at Dominion Road, exit 39B on Kent Island. Call 410-604-2500. That's 410-604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors.
Alan Ellis here for Hammer Hollow Outfitters. Looking for a place to hunt for quality deer or waterfowl? Hammer Hollow Outfitters has thousands of acres spread over 9 farms on Maryland's Eastern Shore. Brian Doyle and Ken Kirchner are dedicated to your success and your safety. Hammer Hollow has proven blinds for ducks and geese, and their farms produce big bucks year after year. Your chances are good for a fair chase mature whitetail. Visit their website, hammerhollowoutfitters.com, or call 410-903-2872. Hammer Hollow Outfitters, 410-903-2872 for geese, ducks, and quality bucks. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
I enjoy the memories of my hunts as much as I enjoy hunting. The best way to honor the game that you have taken is by preserving your trophy through taxidermy. My taxidermist is Don Travis of Travis Taxidermy near Chestertown. Don has mounted over a dozen ducks for me, my best buck, and my pronghorn antelope with skill and craftsmanship. I wouldn't have it any other way, and neither should you. With over 40 years of experience, Travis Taxidermy has completed specimens from wood ducks to whitetails for thousands of Maryland hunters to the exotic big game animals of Africa and Alaska and beyond. But he would just as soon see you with your buck or your youngster's first goose. Is Travis Taxidermy the cheapest guy in town? No, sir, he's not. Nor is he the most expensive, but in my opinion, he's just the best. For 40 years, Don and his crew have been transforming skin and bones into magnificent creations that will let you relive the memory of your hunt for a lifetime. Call Travis Taxidermy, 410-778-4107. Stop by the showroom or visit TravisTaxidermy.com. Travis Taxidermy, 410-778-4107, exceeding your expectations for over 40 years. Hunters, you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. By donating your doe, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. The 2013 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
Don't miss the best of Rush Limbaugh on Rush's Week in Review, now on Sundays from 2 to 4 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Yes! Here comes Amos! Now, Amos Moses was a Cajun. He lived by himself in the swamp. They hunted alligator for a living. They just knock him in the head with a stomp. The Louisiana law gonna get you, Amos. It ain't legal hunting alligator down in the swamp.
Hey, let's talk to Chris in Reisterstown, going hunting today. How you doing, Chris?
Good morning, Alan. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. What's up?
Hey, first off, I want to congratulate you on the 25 years.
Yeah, and that's something.
That is an accomplishment.
I'm about worn out.
Yeah. I hear that. And the second thing is, you had said goose season comes back in on Monday. I was thinking Tuesday, and I had Tuesday off, and did I make a mistake? Or?
Oh, wait a minute. The 16th, didn't it? 16th is Monday, right? Yeah, I think it is Monday. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I don't have my little cheat sheet here, but I'll make sure.
All right. Well, maybe I'll have to call in and get that changed because that's a good day. Usually, there's a lot of birds down now. So
there's a lot of birds everywhere on the Eastern Shore. I can tell you.
Definitely. up.
Yeah, everywhere. And snow geese come in. You know, that was, we saw those coming in about 2 weeks ago, and it was amazing to watch some of those birds coming in. I mean, flock after flock. First bunch, you know, you hear them first, and the first bunch was, I don't know, about 1,000.
That's a lot of birds. Wow. Yeah. I remember as a kid, just to see a snow goose was an accomplishment.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Now they're everywhere, so that's great.
Oh, come on. This computer won't let me download a PDF. Are you kidding me?
Oh, I hate computers.
So do I, for the most part. Somebody can tell. Somebody can verify that we've got the first day of goose season coming in on. I know I didn't bring my little, like I said, I didn't bring my cheat sheet with me. So.
Yeah, I just had it, but, you know, I've been wrong in the past, and just thinking maybe I need to call in and get my schedule changed, which is...
All right, somebody from the waterfowl world, give us a call. Make sure I'm right that goose season comes in on Monday. That's the 16th, and set me straight here, please, somebody. So, and right. we'll let you know. So keep listening, Chris. Thanks.
Always. Thanks, Alan.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Bye-bye. There he goes. Huh. This is crazy. Let's see what happens. Maybe we can do Google, Maryland goose season or something. We'll see. All right, 410-922-6680 is our phone number, 1-800-922-6680. If you'd like to sign in for the muzzleloader contest, it's easy to do. Leave your name and number and just say hi on the air, and we'll go from there. Let's see. There's John in Easton, and I'm sure on the Eastern Shore. Let's see what John has to say. He's going deer hunting, too. Hey, John, how are you?
Good morning.
How are you? What's up?
Last weekend, came upon a problem, and you're the best voice out there.
Okay, what was the problem?
I routinely deer hunt. Saturday morning, had occasion to go out to breakfast.
Yeah.
I will not name the restaurant. It's a well-known chain across the country.
Okay, it doesn't matter. What else is going on?
On my way out, there is one or more deer hunters who had parked in the parking lot.
Uh-oh.
They were not in the adjacent with the disability row up against the building, but the first closest space available to the front door.
Yep.
There was a shelf sticking out of the back of the car.
Yep.
There was a deer on the shelf.
Yep.
The shelf caught my attention. I wanted to get closer to look at it. And when I got up close, I realized all four hoofs had been cut off of the legs of that deer.
Just to make sure it fit on the rack, is that what you're saying?
No, not the rack. The rack was still there and intact.
No. Fit on the shelf, as you call it, the hauling device.
Yes.
So they cut the hooves off to fit it on there.
No, they were just cut off. It was just draped unceremoniously flat on top of this. It looked like it originally might have been used to move motorcycles or...
I understand what those little... They're attached to the hitch, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, sure.
If he had backed into a space on the perimeter road, nobody would ever have seen that deer.
So he parked right up front, and he was proud of his buck, but he had all the legs cut off.
And there were three different families where the kids, it caught the attention. The kids are all well below the age of 10 on their way into that restaurant Saturday morning. And it wasn't just...
Well, hold on, John. I have a message for this guy. Hey, idiot, moron. Hey, I know you're proud of your deer, but you're a jackass. Throw a tarp over the thing if you're going to a public restaurant. Throw it in the back of the truck. Cover it up. And for God's sake, don't mutilate the thing and then shove it in the face of people in the public. You are the reason hunters get a bad name. You're a slob. You're a pig. And you shouldn't be allowed to hunt. How's that sound, John?
At the beginning of the season in the future, it sounds great. You have my support. At the beginning of the season would be a good time to get a message out about a little bit of civility and the giving us a bad name. It does. But putting those
and, you know, the restaurants are the worst places because I stopped a friend of mine with his buddy. had shot a deer. They come into the restaurant. They had blood on her boots. They're talking about blood trails and gut shots and all this stuff. And they're talking normal voices, everything else. People around them are listening. That's just stupid. It really is just stupid.
For those parents out in that parking lot.
Oh, right. I can't imagine the impression the hunters made on them.
But try and explain, why were the stinking hooves cut off?
Nobody knows. What's the point? I don't understand that. You, was it just to fit on that device? Is that what you're saying?
It's an open container. It's a flat container with ever so slightly of a lip.
So those hooves could have been, that was immaterial. That was not even part of the equation. Is that what you're saying?
That's right.
Okay. All right, John. Appreciate the call.
Thank you, sir.
Got the message out. Thanks.
Oh, next year.
Yeah.
Beginning of the season, please put the word out about a little bit of common courtesy.
Well, John, I'll tell you what. I'm going to count on you to remind me of that in September.
I will remind you in September.
Beautiful. Thank you.
I'm going to make it late August, and that way we can put in all the archers in, on the same sheet of music.
That's fine, too. Where were you at a restaurant? Was it in Easton or Cambridge, or where was it?
Easton.
Where?
Easton.
Easton, okay. All right. Was it a diner-type restaurant?
Oh, yes.
I know where it is. Okay, thanks.
Thank you, sir.
See you. Bye-bye. There we go. Tommy in Cambridge. Good morning, Tommy. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Alan. How are you?
Good.
Voice from the past, Tommy Marvel.
Hey, Tommy. How you been, man?
How are you?
Good. You still booking snow goose this year?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You got a few, don't you?
Yeah, there's quite a few came in last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Pretty good. A lot more than the last couple of years, anyway.
Really? That's good.
Yeah. For this time of year, yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, ducks and geese come in on Tuesday.
You know what I'm looking at? I'm looking at November 16th. You're absolutely right. I'm thinking December 16th. It is Tuesday, December 17th, and I apologize for that mistake. You're absolutely right.
Yep,
that was my bad. All right, well, they're coming in on Tuesday. Why not Monday?
I don't know. It's just the way the days worked out, I guess.
I guess, yeah, for the amount of days.
Yeah, I didn't want anybody else getting confused.
Well, I didn't want anybody else getting confused, too. But thank you for clearing that up, Tommy. I sure appreciate that. It is December 17th, Tuesday. So the fellow, I think Chris was his name, he's got Tuesday off. That's a good day. So right. How do you think the moon's going to bother us next week?
They'll be feeding on the moon, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
seems like every year they get worse on the moon. So.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, Tommy, look, I appreciate that. Maybe I have to give you a call. I'd love to kill some snow goose with you this year.
That'd be great. Thanks a lot, bud.
All right, buddy. Thank you. See you.
All right.
Bye-bye. There he goes. Let's see. Brendan Towson. Good morning, Brenda. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. What's up?
I'm calling to enter the contest.
You're in.
Okay. Thank you.
How was that?
It was wonderful. I love it.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye. All right. How about that? Hey, waterfowl hunters. On Tuesday, December 17th, wait a minute. Let me write that down. Boy, that was stupid. I had a discussion with somebody about this the other day, and we talked about Monday. Oh, well, that's my bad. Sorry. I apologize. It's Tuesday. Brian, you should know. You're an avid hunter, right? Yeah, right. Okay, on Tuesday, now waterfowl hunters, you like to shoot ducks and geese, not pick them. Let's just peek outdoors on Kent Island, do the dirty work while you browse through the store, see the huge selection of waterfowl calls and deer hunting gear, the fishing tackle, the Drake and Under Armour clothing, the boots, the hips, the waders, the Matthews bows, the Excalibur crossbows. You get the idea? Yeah, you drop your ducks and geese off and go shopping. Chesapeake Outdoors is located with hunting gear and fishing tackle for every occasion. And the friendly, knowledgeable staff can help you find what you need. Bubba Blade knives, ice for your cooler, bows by Matthews, crossbow by Excalibur, and much more. Chesapeake Outdoors, just off Route 50. Christmas is coming for that sportsman in your family, too, by the way. That's Route 50 East, Dominion Road, exit 39B on Kent Island, 410-604-2500. That's 410-604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors. Hey, the Wild is calling the Great American Outdoor Show February 1st through the 9th at the Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. presented by the Outdoor Channel. 650,000 square feet of shooting manufacturers, outfitters, boats, RVs, hunting and fishing retailers, and much, much more celebrating the outdoor traditions treasured by millions of Americans. Featuring the NRA Country Concerts, including the just-announced Trace Adkins Country Jam, the NRA Banquet and Auction, the Wall of Guns Raffle, archery competitions, and tons of speaking events and interactive displays. The Wild is calling. Tickets are on sale now. Start your adventure at GreatAmericanOutdoorShow.org. That's GreatAmericanOutdoorShow.org, February 1st through the 9th in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Don't be fooled by cheap crab prices. That's bull stuff. NBS Seafood offers live Louisiana blue crabs during the off-season. Avoid the pre-steamed, mushy, flavorless crab scandal. Get your live crabs at NBS Seafood. You can enjoy your crabs tonight. Cook your own crabs to unlock that special flavor that fresh steamed crabs are famous for. Just 20 minutes in your steamer, so good your taste buds scream. We even have the crab spice for you. Call NBS Seafood at 410-271-3202. NBS Seafood now has Chincoteague and Pocomoke oysters in the shell or by the pint. Maryland crab meat, live Maine lobsters, live crawfish, wild-cut Gulf shrimp, and many fresh and flash-frozen delights, too. NBS Seafood has a roadside stand at 1223 Dorsey Road in Glen Burnie next to Jim Donnie's RV. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, 2:30 to 6:30, Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 6:30. That phone number is 410-271-3202, 410-271-3202 for live crabs. NBS Seafood, no bull stuff sold here. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner. The Doe Harvest Challenge is now statewide. Deer hunters, by donating your female deer, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. Now you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. The 2013 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
This is Mark Levin inviting you to join me every weeknight from 7 to 9 with the most powerful names in talk, Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, my baby, she's been watching all my hunting videos. And she's been begging, she's been wanting to go. I said, you gotta get up early, and honey, you ain't gonna like it, cause you can't pee and you gotta be quiet. But she was bound, she was determined, so I took her down and outfitted her from head to toe. And oh my gosh, my baby looks good in camouflage. She's all decked out in brown, the sexiest tree I've ever seen. Can't concentrate, we're sitting in my stand. She's holding my gun and I'm holding her hand. And even when it's cold, she's still hot. My baby looks good in camouflage.
Let's talk to Janine in Finksburg. Good morning, Janine. How are you?
Hi, Alan. This is Janine.
Hi, Janine.
We're headed over to Freeland, Maryland to hunt this morning.
Okay, good for you.
And I'm just wondering, what did you think about the rut this season? It was pretty non-existent where we were hunting.
The rut?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, the deer are always going to breed. It doesn't necessarily mean that they're all going to breed at the same time. But I saw plenty of rut activity in the limited days I was out in the field. It just had, it just was not, you know, all concentrated in at 1 week or 10-day period. But there's a lot of factors that go into the rut, of course, and it's primarily the photo period, the amount of daylight. That's what kind of kicks it off. But you know, there's a lot of factors. There's moon phase and moonrise and that type of thing that go into it. And like I said, most of the does that I've seen in the field now are not showing any signs of being in estrus. Of course, you know, it's kind of I've heard it explained as a trickle rut, you know. But once a doe's bred, of course, she's not going to come back into heat. So I think the bulk of those mature deer have been bred, and then we're going to have a second rut here this week, I'm pretty sure. And so you know, I'd still plan for that. What do you think? Oh, her line went out. Well, I'm sorry. That's my explanation of that. So call back, Janine, and tell me what you think. Bob in Greensboro, how you doing, brother?
Good morning, my friend. How are you?
Making mistakes for 25 years and still going strong.
Good way to go. Anyway, we're down here in Dorchester.
Yeah, did you kill anything this year?
I haven't myself, but everybody around me has.
Oh, that's good.
We got a healthy group of fellows this year, and we're driving them up and picking them out, and they're short shots, man.
Oh, man, you got to get me in on that deal. So
they're holding tight.
I'm sure they are. Yeah,
we're on the refuge on the open, you know, the non-quota days.
And yeah, yeah.
All that stuff. So we're doing fairly well.
Yeah. How many more non-quota shotgun days are there?
Today.
That's it, huh? Yeah.
Yep.
I've done that. I'll tell you, I did that with a buddy a while back, and he walked my legs off in that marsh. I think we jumped one deer and didn't get a shot. Didn't even see it, to be honest with you.
We're slapping them down left to right.
No, that's good. That's good. Buckshot?
Yep.
Buckshot?
Yeah, the only buckshot county in the state, of course.
Yeah. I mean, you hunt them like rabbits.
Well, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it is walking them up. But how's the marsh this year? I'll tell you, we had flooded marsh the year we were out there. It was tough walking. It was tough hunting. And, you know, it was pretty...
Well, I haven't been walking. I'm the sitter.
Oh, you're the sitter.
I'm one of the designated sitters, yeah.
Oh, that's good, though.
When you get up here in these senior years, you know.
Yeah, you and I both, so...
My knees are killing me. they've killed over a dozen.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
All right. I hope to get down there in late muzzleloader and get one for the freezer. That would make my day. So.
Yes, sir.
All right, brother.
My brother got one. So
did he?
Yeah.
Anything decent this year? Any decent bucks or?
No orange.
All does, huh?
Yeah.
Huh.
A couple white tails and all the rest sickets.
Yeah. I got you. Okay.
It's,
well, that's a fun way to hunt. I know some.
It was cold Thursday, though, man. It was chilly.
Yeah, I know. I was out there Thursday. Trust me, I know. And that's the day Laura shot that deer. We had an interesting field dressing time. First thing out, I cut the back of my thumb. Not severely, but just enough to nick me. And Laura heard some footsteps coming when we were dressing the deer in the dark. And she's holding the light, and of course, all of a sudden, the light disappears. I said, "What are you doing?" She said, I heard something over there, and flashed her light over there, and there's a little pair of eyes low on the ground. Well, she's not excited about coyotes, which are in the area.
Yes, they are.
And so she tracked this thing, and finally, it kept walking around us and getting closer and closer and closer. Turned out it was a red fox, which wasn't too bad. But for a moment there, Laura was just a little bit, I said, well, you know, we had a knife. We didn't have any guns, but, you know, guns were in the truck. I said, we had a knife. You wouldn't have needed to worry about that. And I said, that thing was more interested in that gut pile than it was in us.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, if we started to run, it would, you know, the instincts would kick in. I'm like, well, okay. So, hey, it's good to be concerned, though.
Yes, sir.
So,
right.
All right, brother. Thanks, Bob.
Right,
see you, buddy.
Talk to you.
All right, take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. There he goes. There goes Bob. All right. I want to tell you a little bit about jerky for the troops. You know, I was out yesterday collecting some venison jerky for our troops in Afghanistan. Dave Levitt, and by the way, thoughts and prayers go out to Dave Levitt and Jenny, his wife. Jenny lost her father this week out in Texas, I believe. He's... I think it was Texas. Yeah. Jenny is a very, very nice lady, and so they're leaving today for the services and so forth. But Dave and I have started this little program. Dave's son, Chris, and he was on the air here a few weeks ago, are sending venison jerky to our troops in Afghanistan. So we were out collecting a little bit of that, and we're hoping that the hunters will help with that and donate a pack of venison to the troops. You know, they're going to have to pay for the for the processing and the jerky, and we just ask them out of the goodness of their hearts to donate a pack that we can send overseas. And we've got a couple of addresses now that we can send different troops packages of venison. But we got an email from a lady, Susan, who owns the Dutch Corner restaurant in Manchester, Maryland. Apparently, it's a pretty popular little dining place. So I stopped by and saw her yesterday. She wanted a poster for the store. So we got her poster, and I ordered lunch. And I said, you know, well, I'll go with your recommendation. What do you want? What do you think I should have? And she said, you like pork chops? And I said, yeah. Well, they served up a pork chop at the Dutch Corner yesterday that was unbelievable. So I just told her I'd give her a little shout out here on the radio here for the Dutch Corner restaurant in Manchester for helping out to promote jerky for the troops in Afghanistan. If you want more information on that, it's very simple. Just give me an email. Shoot me an email, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Or you can go online and look at the Maryland Hunting Quarterly website page. That's www.marylandhuntingquarterly.com. And on page 19 is the press release, and then on page 21 is, and I'm not sure what page it is online, but it might be a little different, is the poster for jerky for the troops. And if you're going to your local deer processor, just tell them you want to donate some jerky for the troops. If they don't know what he's talking about, just tell them to give me a shout here, and I'll be more than glad to tell them. So, but it's working out. We're getting some good folks that are donating some venison jerky, and so we're going forward with the program. So what do you think of that? Hey, did you hear about this one? Christine with a K-R-Y. Christine Rivera had a bad day at work on Thursday, and that would have been the 5th of December, and was waffling over whether to head out for a 7-mile run. She said, yeah, you know, I'll go for it. And then her day, she said, got astronomically worse. She was hit by an airborne deer. Rivera, 27, was jogging on a path adjoining Claiborne Parkway in Ashburn, Virginia, near the Dulles Greenway about 6 p.m. A 71-year-old woman from South Riding, Virginia, was driving a Toyota SUV on the road, and the deer, a buck, came from somewhere. The SUV struck the deer, which sent the animal flying into Rivera, who remembers running 1 minute and coming to in an ambulance as a paramedic told her that he needed to cut away one of her favorite running shirts because it had deer blood all over it. And that's when she knew a deer was part of this, she said. On Saturday, the 7th, the buck died at the scene. The driver was treated at Inova Loudoun Hospital and released, according to the Loudoun County Sheriff's Office. Rivera, who was taken to the same hospital and also released Thursday evening, suffered a concussion, a cut to her scalp, and a bruise to her right knee. She said during a phone interview, my whole right side hurts. Well, I'm guessing. Barely 5 feet tall, Rivera already had been jokingly nicknamed the Hulk by her friends, so I guess they can really now call me that, she said. She'd clocked 5 miles Thursday in her neon orange running shoes and was on her final stretch towards her home in Ashburn when she was hit by the flying deer. All right, since waterfowl season comes in on December 17th, which is Tuesday, I'm glad I got that corrected. Thank you, Tommy Marvel. We appreciate that. If you want to book a trip, you can certainly do that with Hammer Hollow Outfitters because they've got the geese. Time for me to tell you about Clyde Sports Shop, though, and a couple selections here for waterfowl. You got the Gold Light 10-gauge. That is an auto loader, gas-operated, 3.5-inch chamber, DuraTouch armor coating, mossy oak camo. 3 standard Invector choke tubes come with the Gold Light. Then there's the Maxxis, which is getting a lot of publicity. An autoloader shotgun with a new power drive gas system. Reduces recoil. 3 and 3.5-inch chambers. Also in mossy oak camo. Finally, the A5, Well, not finally. The A5, another semi-automatic. The most reliable, fastest cycling, best performing, and softest shooting recoil-operated autoloader on the planet. 100,000 rounds or a 5-year guarantee. The kinematic drive system. Ergo balanced. Vector Pro lengthened forcing cones. It's available in standard blue and wood stock. It's available in camo and also available in black synthetic models. And finally, for those of you who like the pump-action shotgun, it's the BPS pump. All these are Browning firearms, by the way. Bottom ejection, Dura-Touch armor coating, Mossy Oak Breakup Infinity camo. And also, deer models are available in the BPS pump. All available at Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Give them a call, 410-242-6108. That's 410-242-6108. Firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting. Open 7 days a week for Clyde's Sports Shop.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Alan Ellis here for Hammer Hollow Outfitters. Looking for a place to hunt for quality deer or waterfowl? Hammer Hollow Outfitters has thousands of acres spread over 9 farms on Maryland's eastern shore. Brian Doyle and Ken Kirchner are dedicated to your success and your safety. Hammer Hollow has proven blinds for ducks and geese, and their farms produce big bucks year after year. Your chances are good for a fair chase mature whitetail. Visit their website, hammerhollowoutfitters.com, or call 410-903-2872. Hammer Hollow Outfitters, 410-903-2872 for geese, ducks, and quality bucks.
Every now and then, you tag a nice buck or a pretty drake duck, or you get a chance to go out west or Canada, Alaska, even Africa on a big game hunt. Or your youngster bags his first deer or goose. Now you want to preserve the memory of that hunt and honor that trophy. Don Travis has mounted thousands of game animals from around the world at his shop, Travis Taxidermy, near Chestertown. Don's mounted over a dozen ducks for me, my best buck, my pronghorn antelope, with skill and craftsmanship. I wouldn't have it any other way, and neither should you. I like visiting my accountant, seeing his mountain lion, his coos deer, his elk, and his wife's African lion, all mounted by Travis Taxidermy. Is Travis Taxidermy the cheapest guy in town? No, sir, he is not. Nor is he the most expensive. In my opinion, he's just the best. For 40 years, Don and his crew have transformed skin and bones into magnificent creations that will let you relive the memory of the hunt for a lifetime. Call Travis Taxidermy at 410-778-4107 or visit TravisTaxidermy.com. Travis Taxidermy, 410-778-4107, exceeding your expectations for 40 years.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
You're on the most powerful names in talk. Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com.
Trailer for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes, oh, but 2 hours of pushing broom. Buys a 8x12 4-bit room. I'm a man of means by no means. King of the road.
Let's talk to Wes in Westminster. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm very well.
Good. What's up?
Hey, listen, I've been calling a couple times this fall and telling you about my son. I'm getting him out hunting.
Yeah.
Well, last weekend he did it. He shot his first deer, and oh, my goodness, it was the most exciting thing for me. It was better than me shooting my first
deer. Isn't that fun when you're taking somebody and they're successful? Yep.
If you could, it was so funny. After he gets shot, he's sitting there whispering, I did it. It was just so, I mean, for a half an hour.
Yeah.
Going on.
Yeah.
And he was a trooper, and we got down there, and actually we doubled because there was another deer with standing together, and I was able to pull up and shoot the other deer.
Oh, good for you, man.
And, so we got to do the whole gutting thing and dragging, and we skinned them out and quartered them. Oh,
nice.
Great.
Yes, indeed.
So great.
Well, let me ask you, Wes, did you take some pictures?
You know, I didn't.
Really?
Man, in all the excitement, I forgot all about it.
No pictures.
My daughter did come out once we got him home. She did shoot a shot with her camera.
Okay.
I'll have to get her to download that, and we'll get it to you.
Yeah, send it to me, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. And I'll put this out right now. We're looking for photos for future issues of Maryland Hunting Quarterly and also Maryland Loves Crabs. So anybody that's got any crab-eating pictures or crabbing pictures or whatever, get them to me, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Wes, you're in the contest, okay?
All right, great.
All right, buddy. Well, congratulations to you and your son. What's his name?
His name is Josh.
Okay, Josh, congratulations on your first deer, and we look forward to seeing those pictures, Wes.
All right.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, that does it. Don't forget, check us out on Facebook. That's The Outdoorsman Radio Show, Maryland Hunting Quarterly, Maryland Loves Crabs, Ellis Outdoors, LLC, all that is on Facebook. As I mentioned, Laura Rigsby's our social media coordinator. She's the one that puts questions up there and keeps things going with that. Next hour, we've got Keith Lockwood from Maryland Department of Natural Resources to talk about winter recreational fishing opportunities. So we'll be right back after the break. Now get out, stay safe.
Hunters, you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide.